Paul Simon has created his first Broadway musical. Set to open January 8th, it's called The Cape Man, a collaboration with Nobel Prize-winning poet Derek Walcott, directed by choreographer Mark Morris. Simon has written 38 songs for the production and has recorded 13 of them for his new album, his first in 6 years. It's called Songs from the Cape Man. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
It was the morning of October 6, 1960. I was wearing my brown suit, preparing to leave the house of dear. Shook some hands, then adios, Brooklyn amigos. Maybe some of
the
mad
hopes. The story Paul Simon tells in The Cape Man is rooted in truth. In 1959, a teenager named Salvador Agron put a knife into two innocent young men in New York. His excuse was that he believed they were members of a rival gang. Agron himself was a member of the Vampires, a Puerto Rican gang, and was known for wearing a black silk cape, thus his nickname, the Cape Man. Convicted of murder, Agron spent most of his life in jail. He was paroled in 1979 and died of a heart attack at the age of just 42. Paul Simon, working with Derek Walcott, tells Agron's story with no small sympathy for the Cape Man, who apparently showed great talent as a writer, repented of his crime, and sought to go to college. Simon tells his story with an old-fashioned straightforwardness that's unusual in the post-Stephen Sondheim musical theater.
Killer wants to go to college. He wants to get his parole. So the Department of Corrections will release him in the fall. Wants to go on TV, wants to talk about his book, make my life into a movie. I got the style, I got the look. This boy used to be on death row. Will his violence return? Will he call out to his mother? Mama, you can watch me burn. Killer wants to go to college.
On Broadway, Simon himself will not perform. His music will be sung by a cast that includes Ruben Blades and Mark Anthony, who is probably the most popular Latin dance music vocalist right now. Here are Blades and Anthony duetting on Time is an Ocean.
I speak to you in Jesus' name, as Jesus speaks through. I have walked through the valley of death row to the shore. I have stumbled through silvery water to my Savior, my Salvador.
It took me 4 years to learn. I was in prison, not in church, and two more to begin the book of my soul search.
Time is an ocean of endless tears.
Throughout The Cape Man, Simon's most formally successful music is the material that combines 50s doo-wop with Puerto Rican pop music rhythms. As was true of Simon's two previous recordings, Graceland and Rhythm of the Saints, he transcends cultural carpetbagging when he invests it with his own heart and soul in moments like this.
Oh, 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 I got time on my hands tonight. You're the girl of my dreams. When I'm near you, my future seems bright. Ooh, I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my movie. I am Salminio, and I need you so, sweet bird of death. Got style from your hair to your heels.
Listening to this CD makes you want to see the show, to hear how successfully Simon will pull off a theatrical conceit like the one built into Can I Forgive Him? It's a song written from the contrasting points of view of the mothers of Agron and one of his victims. When Simon sings both women's parts here, the result is flat, as are a couple of other cuts whose characters can't be brought to life by Simon's compulsively low-key manner. They weaken the record, but for all I know, they might prove showstoppers when performed on Broadway. What I do know is that no theatergoer who grew up on Simon and Garfunkel is going to be able to resist classic Paul Simon pop like this meditative road song, Trailways Bus.
A passenger traveling quietly conceals himself with a magazine and a sleepless pillow. Over the crest of the mountain, the moon begins its climb, and he wakes to find he's enrolled in farmland. The farmer sleeps against his wife. He wonders what their life must be. A trailways bus is heading south into Washington, D.C.
The Cape Man is by no means a Broadway sure thing. A tale of redemption and alienation, it sides with a killer, something the aging matinee crowd may disapprove of. And while its use of ethnic musics may put off the suburban audience that subsidizes the Great White Way, ethnic audiences, some still smarting from what they perceive as the Puerto Rican insult of West Side Story a quarter century ago, may disdain Simon's experiment. As a piece of popular art, The Cape Man will succeed only if everyone who sees it feels its passion as sharply as a knife in the ribs.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Paul Simon's new CD, Songs from the Cape Man.